This is The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Now it's time for The Carry Out, our nightly segment where I read the news. You at home, you don't have to. All right, here are today's top stories. Feels weird to wake up to a new news week and not have CPS CEO Forrest Claypool to kick around. Claypool resigned his post after an ethics investigation alleged he got friends' jobs at CPS. Seems like a pretty small scandal compared to what's forcing resignations today, right? But still, it wasn't the act, it was the cover-up. The inspector general says Claypool lied to cover up the fact, and well, he gone. So now Janice Jackson, Miss Jackson if you're nasty. Oh, Janice, not Janet, Janice. Janice Jackson moves over from a different job to become the interim CEO of Chicago Public Schools. What can we expect? Come on, it's December 11th. They're a week or so away from Christmas break. There's nothing to expect. It's a perfect time to take over. A couple of choir concerts here or there. Maybe a few classroom holiday parties with some Pirates booty. Some all-natural fruit juice. Boom! You're going to 2018 strong. And it'll be a big year for CPS. Taxes have been raised. State funding has been procured. So what happens when CPS says to us in April, hey, you know what? We're running a deficit. What are we going to do? And the folks out in Oswego District 308, they're in a meeting as we speak over closing a huge $9 million hole in their budget, which may include cutting all extracurricular activities, including football. What? What high school doesn't have extracurriculars? No football? No tennis? No glee? No chess? What kind of kids are you hoping to produce out of Oswego, huh? They're going to get to college and someone's going to be like, well, you want to play chess? And the next thing you know, they're going to be addicted to drugs. It's something like that, right? Isn't that chess is a gateway? I think, I don't know. It's about life experience, I think. Yesterday, the Chicago Police Department held a presser opposite the Bears game. Okay. To let the world know that all the officers and CPD are now fully equipped with body cameras. I think this is a good thing and a nice compromise to make sure we don't have abuse and corruption in law enforcement. And once they get organized, imagine how fun that TV station's going to be. Seriously, put a grid up of live body cams on Channel 19 or remove Spike. Nobody watches Spike. And instead put the Chicago Police Body Cam Channel, otherwise known as Above the Law. What do you think? That's a pretty good name, right? Above the Law. Like you get to hover above the law. You could pick which body cam you want to watch. Lots of opportunity there for a young media entrepreneur. And we're getting closer and closer to the gubernatorial primary. It's in March, you guys, right around the corner. That's like 2 days from now. Over the weekend, Pritzker got more love from the Democrats. Pretty much everybody who's anybody in Democratic Party politics has endorsed J.B. Pritzker. But that was kind of a given, right? Both Kennedy and Biss weren't really going that route. Kennedy's running on an anti-violence platform, which could resonate with a lot of Chicagoans. Biss is running outsider progressive, leading protests in the loop to condemn the tax reform movement in Washington. On the other side, you've got the incumbent governor, Bruce Rauner, who said last week that, quote, he wasn't in charge. Madigan was. That's what we like to hear from our governor, who wants to stay governor. And he's up against conservative Republican challenger, State Representative Jeannie Ives, who's going after Rauner for betraying Illinois Republicans. Not a good look for a party that probably has to be united behind one candidate to win the general in November. That's right, I said November. Still got a year. Still got a year. Rauner's on the attack early in this, going after Cook County Assessor Joe Berrios by way of J.B. Pritzker, by way of Mike Madigan. Rauner calling out the Trib investigation and why some big funders to the Illinois Democrats, namely Berrios, are paying less taxes. So you know that thing that everybody in the world knows? You know, we all complained about and then finally just got recognized as the way it always will be? That thing? Well, it's election season, so why not take that on? It's so classic to think about. Oh, that thing where rich people hire people, lawyers with their money to find loopholes to pay less taxes? I'm shocked. Shocked. The Southern California wildfires continue to destroy acres and acres of land, forcing evacuations for so many towns in the Santa Barbara and Ventura County areas. But there are signs that it's slowing. This is a really big deal. Just like that, this fire has become the fifth largest in California history. And it's in the worst spot because of the density of homes and communities. The population in this area of the country outnumbers a huge chunk of full states. I forgot the number, but it's something like 35 states. Just the population in this little area of Southern California outnumbers like 35 states. That's crazy. Thoughts and prayers. A U.S. man escaped from a Bali prison by cutting through the bars on a ceiling. You know, these are the stories you read and go, meh. But in reality, that's like Jason Bourne, right? If there was news around superheroes, this would be it. We have to pay attention more. I want to know more about who cut the bars of a Bali prison to get out. Jason Bourne, maybe Batman? Seems like a prequel for a Batman movie. A former Facebook executive says social media is tearing us apart. It's ruining society. There we go. Actually, Facebook isn't ruining society. Humans are. We just now have the right tools. Right? Speaking of ruining society, the Golden Globe nominations are out, and it looks like I will have not seen any of the leading contenders again this year. It's becoming tradition. Whatever gets nominated for Best Picture, I avoid it. Because I need to be fair, right? I need to be objective. I can't just see one. Then I got to see them all. So it's better to just not start. I'll watch reruns of Reba until April. Sound good? In weather, North Korea announced that they can control it. What? Yep. Could Kim Jong-un get any more 80s? Think about it. I mean, is he doing his best Cobra impression from G.I. Joe? First it's missiles. Now it's a weather machine. What's next? Destro build a laser that shoots you back into time? It's almost like the news hired an 80s cartoon writer to script out all these headlines. If Kim Jong-un says, seize them, then it's confirmed. Here, well, it snowed a little, so not much to complain about. In sports, where do we even start, right? After going 0-20, Chicago sports turned the weekend around with a 5-0 performance, 2 wins by the Bulls, 2 wins by the Blackhawks, and the Bears even pitched in, beating the Bengals. The Bears actually showed what they want the future to look like. Rookies and reclamation projects ruled the day for the Bears as they blew out the Bengals 33-7 in Cincinnati. Mitch Trubisky, Tariq Cohen, Adam Shaheen, and Eddie Jackson all had starring roles, all part of this year's rookie class. It was sublime to watch as Trubisky put up record numbers in slicing and dicing the Bengals D, records for him. And Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen had huge games running at will. This is what happens, I guess, when you play your rookies. But the Bears are in that terrible predicament where winning actually hurts them. I'd love to see them run the table, but I'd hate to see them lose out on a top 5 pick. After the pain and suffering this year's squad has given us, I would like to at least get another rookie to not play for the first 6 weeks. Right? A real prized rookie that we can all be like, he shouldn't play, he should play, he shouldn't play, he should. Just, dude, we could continue this story. Everyone loves the storyline, right? Next up, the Hawks. The Blackhawks making us forget their recent losing streak. And even after all that fretting, find themselves in shooting distance of a playoff spot. It's still early in the season, and nobody really believes in Minnesota, Nashville, or St. Louis. Come on. They might win, but let's be honest. The Blackhawks are better than those teams. If they can regain their intensity, keep skating fast, the Hawks will be right in the thick of it come April. The Bulls. Niko Mirotić comes back from a punched face. The Bulls suddenly have a winning streak. How about that, huh? They beat Charlotte and the Knicks this weekend, and they're winning right now at home against the Celtics. They're still terrible. But if you are the Bulls front office, Niko just came back and you won 2 straight games. If you're looking to trade anybody, Mr. Portis, may you be the first passenger on Elon Musk's bullet train to O'Hare. Maybe it's Nico's experience, but it seems what's missing on this Bulls team. More of that, please. And again, they're beating the Celtics at home going into the fourth quarter. To baseball, the Cubs, they're moving. They're grooving. Theo's got the hot hand at the winter meetings. First, the Cubs got Tyler Chatwood from the Rockies. And today it was formally announced that the Cubs have brought in free agent setup man Brandon Morrow. Morrow was with the Dodgers last year, and Cubs fans remember him just mowing us down in the NLCS. Well, now he comes to the Cubbies. Strong move for a team that is 1 or 2 dominant relief pitchers away from another World Series. Also heating up trade rumors. Lots of buzz around Red Sox and Kyle Schwarber. I could see a Schwarber in Beantown hitting the old David Ortiz DH spot, right? That could be huge for the Red Sox. That team's stacked. They're no doubt going to be in the playoffs again. And return, we get some pitching. Get one of those starters, right? They got like 9 of them. The White Sox are quiet after signing catcher Wellington Castillo. Interesting stat. Good, bad, high-powered hitting catcher, but third worst in the league in pitch framing. Yeah, I guess that's a thing now. He doesn't do well with pitching staffs. He was at the helm of the Baltimore Orioles pitching staff last year, which, exactly. Can't think of one good pitcher to come out of the Baltimore Orioles last year. But he doesn't do well with pitching staffs? You mean like young AAA arms that will be seeing the bigs next year for a White Sox team that we just stockpiled? Huh. Interesting. Something to watch. And finally, tonight, am I reading this right? Saudi Arabia announced they were lifting the ban on movie theaters. There are no movie theaters allowed in the entire country? What? Then what do they complain about? You want how much for popcorn and medium pop? Can you believe this? They don't plug in. Yeah, I skimmed the article, but I'd love to know which movie is the first movie that's going to be shown. My guess, Bad Boys 2, right? Everybody loves Bad Boys 2. All right, that's the carryout for December 11, 2017. We're excited to get some snow because now we can make real snow cones. We really want to make them right now, though, because if you wait, the snow cones aren't as good when they're gray or worse, yellow. Ugh. Ugh. All right, coming up, Adam Hoge's going to join us for the Monday Evening Quarterback. Was it an anomaly yesterday, or did we see the future of the Chicago Bears? Talk with Adam Hoge. Take your questions as well. The Monday Evening Quarterback here on the Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.